And I believe that spiritual preparation is necessary for us to do our best work, our deepest work. Because our best and deepest work never ultimately comes from us in the first place. It comes from Source.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What's up, Instagram? You are in for a super special treat right now. My Q Club, who I am with on my computer here, hold on, I'm going to put a different view on so you can see Q Club members. If those of you that don't want to be shown for just a second, I just want to show them the screen. Go ahead and put your cameras off because I want to honor my Q Club members' privacy. So go ahead. But I just want you to see, we are behind the scenes with Q Clubbers and on our special Zoom link. So if you're not in the Q Club, you should get yourself in. Link is in the bio. And we are at the last day of a two-week summer glow up that we've been doing, glowing from the inside with physical beauty and all that, because we are queens, and glowing up from the inside, which is our spiritual connection, and from the outside, which is our physical beauty. So clearly we've got it integrated over here. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the hearts. Thank you for the waves. So in true generosity and benevolent queen fashion, I was like feeling, maybe we should invite Instagram at large into the message for the Q Club today. And I was like, but it's up to you. You all get to vote. And they all said, sharing is caring. None of them were like, keep it for us. So we are a very generous community here, loves. So you're welcome. You're getting some of what we actually do in the Q Club, which is have very real queenly conversations that lead to absolute transformation. And I was just talking to one of the queens, so you may hear, you're gonna get in on this conversation. And if I may, I'm just gonna kind of gently recap. One of the queens said she wasn't really feeling like herself because she had just gotten back from a family trip. A family member is going through a divorce, and it made her remember the feelings from prior divorces. And even though she's been very long time happily married, now she's just really taken it on. And so where I was going with this is I said to my queen, I said, do you realize you're an empath? And so I'm gonna put you back there. And you said,
No one has ever said that to me before.
No one's ever said that to you before. So you are, and part of what I want to mirror just for the distinction, if someone tells me that they've gone through a painful circumstance that I've personally witnessed, or even if I haven't, I don't feel it like that. It's not my experience. I have empathy, compassion. I'll be very present with someone. I will see someone and I will hear someone, but it is a different skill set than what you have as an empath. It's literally a superpower. And I think that so many empaths, and so here's where I'm going with this, and so I hope that this is helpful to everyone. For all of us, whatever our superpower is our strength and can be our weakness if we're A, not aware of it, and B, don't know how to manage it. So for example, Joseph in the Bible, he had a superpower of interpreting dreams. And he was all excited about his superpower, and his superpower of interpreting dreams got him to be his father's favorite, and being his father's favorite got his brothers jealous, which in their jealousy, they, long story short, sold, faked his death, sold him into slavery, where he was then sent to prison. The kid did nothing wrong except be all excited that he knew how to interpret dreams. But he didn't know how to have the wisdom of when to use his superpower and who to share his superpower with. It was kind of like spilled milk all over the place. Now, this punishment certainly did not fit the crime. And so oftentimes, empaths can be can get overwhelmed easily, can walk into a room, they're feeling other people's stuff, and that emotion can get mismanaged. It can get really heavy. And the reason why I'm bringing this up right now is because I don't want anyone's superpower to keep them from their destiny. Because our superpowers are like fire. It will either create or destroy, okay? So if any of you identify yourself as an empath also, you know, type it in the chat here in the Q Club or type it in the comments here on Instagram. Because I really want to be with you. And sometimes when you're around someone like me, I don't want you to I don't want you to feel like you got to be like anyone else, me or anyone. I want to help you be more of you in the way that you know are aware of your superpower and can really learn to use it. So one of the skills that I have developed over the years, and whether or not you're an empath, if you're in the transformational space, is we get a front row seat into people's lives. And whether it's our friends or a family member that aren't like officially paying us and aren't official clients or our actual clients or audience, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I believe that spiritual preparation is necessary for us to do our best work, our deepest work, because our best and deepest work never ultimately comes from us in the first place. It comes from source. We are not the healers. God is the healer. You know, we are not the miracle makers. That is what the universe does. We are the channels to open ourselves up so that the power of the infinite, wisdom, healing, miracles can flow through us and that we can be vessels for the benefit of others. So if we wake up and have our coffee and check Instagram and jump into our day and get so excited about helping others or are so frantic about finding our next client, and we haven't done our spiritual preparation. Spiritual preparation is beyond a morning routine, P.S. A morning routine is powerful. You can pray, meditate, journal, work out, great. Unless you are consciously actively preparing yourself to be in service to others, which means it cannot be a detriment to you. So you need spiritual shielding so that I want you to be able to be who you are and feel those emotions without it taking you out, without it taking you down, without it distracting you, without it activating too much of your own past stuff. I remember there was a time when I was working with someone who was doing a lot of prison work, and she brought me in, and I didn't know about spiritual shielding and spiritual preparation. And I went into this prison, and you could just feel the dark forces. You could feel the energy as my like purse was going through the conveyor belt. And then we went, and it was a woman's prison, and we went and worked with them, and I met some of these women and I heard their stories, and I let their spirits latch into me. And I didn't know it at the time. I didn't know to shield myself spiritually, and I didn't know how to take care of myself in a way that I would be shielded so I could help others but not take it on. And what happened weeks and months after, I couldn't stop thinking about these women. And not from like a divinely inspired place, almost more like they had gotten into me. I'd be at the grocery store and their faces or their story would come up, and I'd be in the shower, or I'd be like just going about my day. I'd be working with a client, and there it was. So I want to support all of you to understand this doesn't need to be a difficult process, but for you to understand how needed you are, how powerful you are, how capable you are, not even because of you. So you don't even have to like, get like, am I worth it? It's not about that. It's because of the power that is in you, but not of you. And for you to protect yourself and your humanness on a spiritual level so that you can go forward and speak the truth. Go forward and be the light. Go forward and represent possibility. Go forward and show them the new life is better than the old without taking on too much of a burden. And so you can imagine walking into a room when I would do the like the larger events, like all the different energies be coming at me. And even on, you know, Instagram or with larger groups like the Q Club, you know, there's like a lot coming in, right? Like someone can be looking off a different way. Someone writes something in a chat, like, and you'll ping pong if you are not spiritually protected. And it's as simple as this. And we can say this prayer now together. Mm-hmm. Dear God, thank you for using me. Thank you for using my life. I am available to go where you have intended for me to go. I am available for your loving, healing, powerful, abundant, attractive spirit to flow through me and contribute in this world in a way that you have predestined and designed. And I ask that your spirit would cover me in protection. Shield me from anything that would distract, from any of the darker, negative, attacking forces, because I know that none of that is from you. When I'm connected with you, there is only love. There is only truth. There is only peace. There is only wholeness. With you, all things are possible. And that doesn't come from sacrifice. It comes from being generous. It comes from allowing. It comes from being connected with you. Jesus said, I came so that you would have life and that you would have it abundantly. And so we ask for the abundance of hope, health, healing, and transformation that is meant to flow from you through each and every one of us, so that the people who you have had our paths cross would feel, experience, know, and believe in the miraculous healing power of you. We pray this believing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Look at that smile. Feel a little more like yourself, Queen?
Yes. Thank you. This is exactly what I needed to hear today.
Yes. Yes. And all because you showed up. Look, there are a lot of comments in the chat. Spirit knows. I happened to catch that one.
Yeah.
Right? Because I prayed this prayer before I came on. Let me be of service. Gina doesn't know which comment to pick up. Gina didn't know. I mean, I'm assuming someone here on Instagram needs to hear this message today as well. I didn't know that. But when we pray this prayer of, dear God, please use me and protect me in the process, it's the protection is so that we can be the clearer vessel. And that's all any of us want in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Your family member is going to be just fine. And in fact, she's going to go through this transformation a lot quicker and a lot less painfully than you. It's why we've done the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. The women that have gone before us, they had it a lot harder. They had it a lot harder politically. They had it a lot harder socially. They had it a lot harder economically. They had it a lot harder in terms of views about women, freedoms as well. And the work that they did made it easier for us.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about taking it to the streets. I'm also talking about internally, because as within, so without. When we're healing our family dynamics, when we're healing our mother wounds, when we're healing our father wounds, when we're healing our religious wounds, when we're healing our financial stories, you know, and what's actually possible. Have you noticed, like, the millennials don't have the same money story that generations before them have? Mm-hmm. It's because we did the work. So you're welcome. Right? And those of us at whatever age we're at, we need to thank the women who went before us. I mean, and before us and before, you know, the stuff that we just take for granted. We can vote, own land, start businesses, have our own bank accounts, make our own choices in a lot of different ways. We have a lot of thank you notes psychically to write and a lot to receive. So as we've done the work, the point is, there was a time when divorce was almost like a death sentence, right? You'd hear that word, and it was like, whether it was like public stigma or your life was over or what's she gonna do? Or there was like, you know, it's not like that today. And there's so, like, divorce meant you were at war with who, you know, it's like, I know so many beautiful couples who are no longer married and are lovingly and amicably co-parenting and are actual friends and spending holidays together. It's because of the work of the people who went before us.
Yeah.
So trust that the healing work that you did, your family member is not going to go through the same experience you did, or she doesn't need to.
No, she doesn't. No.
Right? So no. Trust in that. Thank you so much for being the inspiration for part of our message here today.
Thank you so much, Gina.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And the other message that I have for everyone that's been really sitting in my heart is, and I want you to write this down. I do not need to know the answer. I do not need to know the answer. Today, I do not need to know the answer about where my soulmate is, where my money is coming from, where my clients are coming from, where my team members are. Just read, I do not need to know the answer. How's that feel? How's that feel? Type it in the comments, type it in the chat. Let me see. How's it feel to not need to know the answer? And I want honest truths. Does it freak you out? Or does it feel differently? Freeing and empowering, reassuring, relaxed, amazing. Yep. About all you on Instagram. How's it feel to not need to know the answer? I got some heart emojis. Anyone want to type anything in the comments? Freedom. Thank you, Brenna. Brenna, get yourself in the Q Club. What are you doing over there? Our mayor of divine living. Relief, freeing, woo! Comforting. I do not need to know the answers. Exactly, Robin. Confirmation, faithful, such a relief. Scary though. Right. So I got some good news and I got some better news. The good news is your best ideas just aren't going to measure up to spirits anyways. The better news is, however any of us have gotten success in the past will not be the way you will get epic success in the future. It will not. And I've talked about this before. There are so many women that are just like, let's just get back to life as usual. Let's get back to the office. Let's get back to business as usual. Like, I can't wait till my kids go back to school. Like, all this getting back to. That's okay. It's just that those women are not going to be the feminine leaders of the new era that the world is opening up and craving. And I know and believe that if you are here and you are here hearing this message, that you, of the 7.8 billion people in the world, you are meant to understand that, yes, you, queen, are meant to be part of the new feminine leadership. The age of queen is now. And you don't get to be a queen in 2021, 2022, 2023, 4, 5, forward with 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 10 consciousness. Personally, I'm super relieved because I did it. I've been there. I sent the emails out. I did a newsletter, did some funnels, some Facebook ads, right? Like, we did it. We looked at conversion rates and like we did all the business as usual stuff for that era. Now we've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, bought the Facebook ads. It doesn't have the same pizzazz. It's because we are literally in a new era. We are in the Aquarian age. So could we please open up to all of the fabulousness that is meant to come to us in the form of feminine power? And the women who get that femininity is power are going to be the ones leading the way. So we have a lot of reprogramming to do, don't we? Because I know that there's something nestled into you. It's like, well, feminine power sounds great, but when all else fails, I can still grab onto the masculine stuff, the logical, the linear, the tactical, the massive action, the push, the 18 hours a day, the make it happen, the move it forward by your human might. We'll see. My experience is, can't play games with the universe. My leading has been, you're gonna work so much harder for so much less. And it won't actually equal success. It will be baby amounts of money. That's what you're going for. And because it will be harder than ever, it will have so little joy, as in none, that money without joy isn't success anyways. We're going for it all. We're going for opening ourselves up. If we have access to infinite abundance, infinite intelligence, to the absolute infinite inside of us because we are a creation of that, then do you really believe in a universe that bows to Facebook ads and funnels exclusively? Like, do you think that, like, P.S., the universe existed very abundantly before the internet even existed. So I'm pretty sure my God has a better idea, like did not have us go through the pandemic to have the ultimate reset, to go back to anything, but only to be open to what else? What else is possible? What else am I meant for? How else can it happen? Ooh, can I really create an empire from a place of play and passion? Oh. Is that too good to be true? Or do I serve a loving God and believe in a benevolent universe? So actually the other outdated regime and mentality seems like crazy pants and not making money the pleasurable way. This is what we are cultivating inside of us. And as one person does it, and as we do it in a group, like I talked about in my book, The Maharishi Effect, right? When all of us are coming together to believe that new possibility is open, that the feminine isn't crazy, that it is powerful, that the feminine does get to be playful and passionate and abundant and prosperous and literally draws and attracts whatever is designed to help you fulfill your destiny. It doesn't mean that there's not action. It's just that the action will be inspired. When I go to New York City and host my Divine Direction event, because this is what I'm obsessed with in terms of us all receiving this divine direction, I'm going to work, let's see, I'm not really even doing the math, 15, 16 hours a day that day, from start to finish. Do you think that 1 hour of it is going to feel like work? Absolute bliss. Cannot wait. Remember, I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to work out, do hair and makeup, put on the new outfit, go out there, do share my superpower, which is transformation and motivation. And then I'm going to meet new people and see familiar people. And I'm going to wrap it up and go to an awesome dinner with my team and debrief. And then I'm going to plop into the Soho Grand. And it's going to be 16 hours of work that is filled with bliss. And the feminine way doesn't say, so I'm going to do it for a Friday night and a Saturday and a Sunday. And then move into a girls' week. Like, we don't have to work all the time. But when we do work, it gets to be playful and passionate and abundant where we're thriving and everyone else is thriving as well. This is the age of queen. This is how we do it. So the only way that you are going to access this level of power within you is to open up to the divine and trust that this is meant for you. No longer have your faith in masculine first and feminine, reverse that queen. Faith first, and then you follow. I'm going to have the masculine action. There's been masculine action involved. None of it has been miserable. And none of it will be miserable. All right? And this is meant for us all. So I want to invite you to cultivate this within you so that you are just developing. And this, it's a process, by the way. It is a spiritual workout is zero different. Well, hold on. It is different than a physical workout, but I'm just going to say why. It's not different than a physical workout in terms of consistency. Every time you meditate, you're changing your neurological pathways. The new neurological pathways become stronger. The old ones that thinking bigger and realizing when you're like catching yourself in a pattern, when it was like unconscious and you're just on default, but like, oh, you could do a pattern interrupt. That is a process. That is why I want you to stay close in this conversation. This is why I want, you know, every woman who this is right for in the Q Club, where we can continue to be alive and have these conversations, because strength grows in increments. Conversation by conversation. And yes, sometimes it's live here with you and I. Sometimes it's going to be live in the room as the world opens up. But oftentimes it's going to be intimate conversations between the two of you or five of you there in the Q Club. You don't always need me to be a part of it, because spirit's going to flow through each one of you. Like, I loved hearing how a couple of you were going through Catherine Woodward Thomas's, like, calling in the one. It's like, that's the spirit's going to flow through. You're going to call in your soulmates. Like, there's a place for queens to gather and come together. So be active in the Q Club. Queens that are there, I invite you, go reach out to one woman in the Q Club today. Who's going to do it? Put agreed in the chat. Go reach out to one woman and just introduce yourself. Be like, hey, I was listening to Gina's message this morning. It really resonated. And like, how's it resonate with you? Or I want to get to know you. I see that you live across the world or in my hometown. Great. Look at all these agreements coming. Come on. The feminine is also about relationship. If you're like, I don't want to reach out to someone, let me tell you something. And I got to close with this, because I got to get to the spot and I'm already late and I'm realizing this. So my team could book me an Uber, because unless that's already done, I'm late. So, but I got to close with this. The feminine is about relationship. Let me tell you, February of 2020, I happened to be driving back. Well, Glenn was driving back from Vegas. I was in the passenger seat and I was flipping through social media And there was this woman that I'd sort of seen on and off throughout the years, but we'd never quite connected. Her name happened to be Danelle Delgado. And she was like showing a picture on a beach. I figured she lived in like Florida or somewhere because I knew she didn't live in LA. And I just DM'd her and I was like, hey, I feel like we should know each other. I've seen you around, blah, blah. She's like, oh my gosh, same with you, blah, blah. We get on the phone, sparks fly. Then we're like, we should mastermind together. So for the last year, we've been masterminding together. Now we're doing like all kinds of, not just this divine direction, but all kinds of super cool collaborations. Like I'm bringing her stuff. Like, you know, I brought her into the millionaire within her thing. She brought me this other thing that I can't talk about yet. We're doing divine direction together. We do girlfriend trips together. It's like the quantum leap. My audience now knows about her because we went to Charleston together and ate and drank our faces into oblivion. Thank you, the South. Like, I had no idea the power. Oh my gosh. And like, and now it just continues. It's so fun and it's exponential. So that's why you have no idea who you're going to go reach out to in the Q Club, who's going to be your new BFF, mastermind partner, study buddy, joint venture partner, like whatever, whatever. But what I do know is that the quantum leaps are going to come through relationship. All right. So my darlings, Instagram, if you are not in the Q Club, go to divineliving.com/tryQClub. The link is also in the bio, divineliving.com/tryQClub. It's $1. It's $1 to come try it out, check it out. You can see the whole social network. You can see all the videos. You can meet all the cool women and Q Club. It has been so amazing being with you on this 2-week summer glow up. You know, we are not done. I'm going to get my wheels turning about what the next kind of live in the Q Club virtual stuff we can do, because this seemed to be a hit, shall I say, and more of this on a new theme coming up. So stay tuned. And in the meantime, have a beautiful, beautiful Friday, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, it is spirit that flows through you. You do not have to know the answer because spirit has the answer. Lots of love, everyone. Bye-bye. Hey, Queen, I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved sharing it with you. And if you want to connect more and be the first to know what's coming up in all things Gina DeVee and the world of divine living, text me. My number is 1-310-421-0704. That's 310-421-0704 if you live in the United States or Canada. Once I put your number in my contacts, get ready to receive motivation, queen tips, BTS, sneak peeks, and all the good stuff right in your texts.